Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Testing the Experts.
Hello, and welcome to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. I'm Tracy McDaniel, alongside Wes Warrington, my co-host for the show. Today, we have Yusuf Abdel Alim joining us, and he is with the New Medical. And Yusuf is the Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel there. Before I start with Yusuf, I would like to check in with Wes. How are you, Wes?
I'm good, Tracy. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. We had a good week this week.
Yeah.
So far, thank goodness it's Friday. We've had a lot of great things happening at Confirmatrix this week. A lot of new connections with new people in both the drug and alcohol treatment center world, as well as pain management and family medicine. Our genetics company, Alpha Genomics, is taking a foothold quickly in the marketplace. Many physicians are seeing the value very quickly of a pharmacogenetics test, and even more so combined with a good toxicology test. We'll share more about that as the show goes on, but I want to mention something from our show last week that we talked about at the end of the show. It was a challenge to the listeners, the millions of listeners that we have out there. To go out and do something nice for someone else and notice two things. First of all, how they respond, and second of all, how you felt about it. And I hope that people went out and did that. I really do. We had a good show last week. It was a special show for me because it was my family that was here. But in our society today, we get so hurried and so rushed about so many things. It's really important that we take time to think about our fellow man and our responsibilities to one another and our challenges to love each other. So I wanted to revisit that, and I hope that some people did go out and do it and had some good experiences from it. So back to today. I'm really excited. I have a good friend, number one, a colleague. Yusuf and I work together between New Medical Consulting and Confirmatrix, as well as Alpha Genomics. Yusuf is a very bright gentleman, much wiser than the years he is old. We're lucky to have him work with us, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say today about his experience and his leadership at New Medical. So welcome, Yusuf.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Wes. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Good. I'm glad that you could make it with us, and we'll get into some details first. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, because it is very interesting. As Wes mentioned, you are fairly young, but you're very well-educated, and you have a lot behind you, so share that with everyone.
Thank you, guys, for the very warm and charitable description there. I'm not from Georgia or the Atlanta area. I'm actually I was raised in California, went to college in California, and then I moved to the East Coast, to the Northeast, to the Boston area, where I went to law school. I went to Harvard, and after law school, I became a corporate lawyer. I focused mainly in private equity and mergers and acquisitions. So not really too affiliated at first with the healthcare industry. And then eventually I moved to Georgia to work for New Medical, starting off as their general counsel. And it was an interesting time to move into healthcare because Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was kind of a hot button topic at that time. And that, coupled with the services we provide, I really got, you know, a good taste of the healthcare industry, especially from a legal perspective, learning various compliance matters. Healthcare law, to lay people, might seem relatively simple, but it's actually extremely complex. And I've managed to meet some wonderful attorneys in the area, and also through traveling to various conferences around the country, really get a good feel for the healthcare industry.
Now, is that what brought your interest to New Medical? Because we'll get into that in a minute, but I know it takes a lot to come from where you've come from, and then how do you end up in Atlanta?
Yeah, it was definitely a stark change. So I kind of, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I did the corporate law firm thing, and which was very enjoyable and very challenging in many respects, but you pick up, at least as a lawyer, you pick up a lot of great skills as a corporate lawyer. I moved to Georgia really primarily for two reasons. One was my family lives in the area, and so on a personal level, I wanted to be closer to them. The second was it just seemed like a wonderful opportunity for me, both to expand my legal skills, and second, to try something out that's a little bit different and involve myself in management a little bit more. And so I think those things coupled together really presented a wonderful opportunity, and I'm glad that I didn't.
All right. Now, I know that New Medical is multifaceted, and I'd like you to talk about New Medical as a company, and then if you'll break it down a little bit into, you know, exactly what New Medical does.
Sure, yeah. Our slogan is it's a little bit of a play on words, but new ideas and new results. And it's probably best to start out with who our clients are. We service a whole host of healthcare providers, ranging from small medical practices to larger group practices. And then we stretch the whole gambit, primary care centers, urgent care, pain and spine centers, treatment centers, IOPs, you name it. And the ultimate goal of New Medical, I'll delve into a little more detail in terms of our services, but the ultimate goal is really to allow physicians and healthcare providers to do what they went to school to do, to practice medicine, and not have to worry about a lot of the administrative or clerical stresses and headaches that often come up when trying to operate a practice. So the way that I like to conceptualize our services are really into three main buckets. And I'll start off with our medical billing. Medical billing can be fairly straightforward, but it actually involves, because of the tight timelines that are involved, it involves people to execute at a very high level. And we have some of the best and most professional staff doing our medical billing. One of the first services are that we need to, we file claims on behalf of physicians and practices with third-party payers. And that can be both, commercial payers as well as government payers or contractors such as Medicaid or Medicare. And we do that in an unbelievably short turnaround, typically within 24 hours and usually no more than 48 hours, meaning we will receive a requisition form from a practice and then turn that around and submit the claim for payment in that time period. In addition to that, we manage the posting and maintain the accounts receivables for our clients' patients, which is quite a daunting task for physicians or practices to do on their own. And then we'll resolve disputed or unresolved claims. And the idea here is to make sure that practices are getting paid to the maximum extent possible while following, while adhering to compliance issues and to make sure that patients receive their explanation of benefits forms as soon as possible and that issues are resolved as quickly as possible. So we have a wonderful team. They work tirelessly and that's kind of the main service that one of the main services that we provide. Next, and while I like to compartmentalize some of these things, they're very fluid, so often our clients will receive a whole host of these services or sign up for a whole host of these services, I should say. The next batch, which complements billing, is really what I like to call our practice management services. And that can range from a whole host of different things. Again, the idea here is when you're running a practice as a physician or a mid-level or like a nurse practitioner, you don't want to have to always bother yourself in making very, very tough and important decisions, such as your electronic healthcare records, EHR, or often called EMR software, your practice management software. We will provide web and IT solutions for a practice. So, for example, if they want to design and implement a website, often physicians, don't really have an IT background or a programming background. We'll set that up for them. We will also help maintain their accounts receivables and provide other financial management services. So we can provide a whole host of practice management services that, again, and these can even range from back office things, such as human resources and payroll and various other matters, helping physicians, you know, run a very successful and lucrative practice. Finally, I should touch on the last thing is our laboratory services, and this is something that we've worked with Confirmatrix before, one of our largest clients, and we can provide a whole host of services for a laboratory. Often they involve laboratory build-outs, meaning certain practices like to construct their own in-office confirmation testing laboratories. And so that's something that we can help out with.
Okay. And I know, speaking from experience, you had mentioned your billing department, and you know, we've had assistance from them, and I can't say enough about, you know, what they do there. They're very helpful. They're very responsive. Lisa is one of the point persons for us, and she's amazing. So just if I were to break it down into that, I mean, from a personal experience, you couldn't have a better team. And especially in the billing services, we've had great response, and they're always there to answer questions. And it's not always easy, because it's not always the easiest patients to talk to, you know, when they receive the explanation of benefits or a bill that, you know, they come in and they're a little upset, and they always find a way to create an environment where the patient walks away understanding, you know, what that EOB means, or understanding what the bill is for, but then also they come away knowing that they're being taken care of. So the customer service on that side of it, you guys do an extremely, you know, good job on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's what makes us stand apart, our level of customer care, as well as our competitive rates. And they're a great team, not just from a working perspective, but also on a personal level. They're just they're great people to work, and they come to work very excited doing what they do, and that's always a good thing.
Right. And I think that, you know, it takes a lot, because I know that, you know, you mentioned that you're helping the physicians, you know, run a better practice. But physicians, you know, they work so hard, and they have so much education, and they build this practice, and they open this practice, and they want to make sure that their, you know, their patients are their lifeline, and they need those patients. And it's not easy for them to release some of that, and, you know, especially to an outside company. And what you guys do well is when there are patients that interface with your consulting business, is that they're taken care of. And so the physician doesn't have to worry, you know, with, oh, who's going to pick up the phone and speak to my patient? Are they going to make them angry? Are they going to make them want to go somewhere else? And you really maintain that relationship with not only the physician, but also their patients. And that's important to them.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's something that we try to do. It's not only our legal obligation, but we feel it's our ethical obligation. And so it's a good point that you raised, Tracy. Our interaction with our patients is something that we take very, very seriously. And ultimately, that's what physicians and practices want. They don't want to lose their patients, right? So,
absolutely.
That's good. One of the services that we utilize at Confirmatrix that Yusuf brushed over, I feel like, is the marketing services, including graphic design. You mentioned web and IT services. The team, in addition to Lisa and Karen in the billing department, and the whole team there, is really, really talented in marketing strategy, graphic design, producing materials for your sales team or internally. We've been very happy with those services, and I think they've allowed us to achieve some of the success that we've seen at Confirmatrix.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wes. We've put forth a lot of resources and expended a lot of resources to help out with that aspect. Thank you for reminding me. We have an in-house graphic designer. We have a creative designer. We have a digital marketing member of the team. So we really have several members that are dedicated to helping a practice expand their promotional and marketing and communications activities. So it's something that we take really seriously. And again, it's something that practices normally have to outsource to a third party they don't know much about, and we can offer it along with all the other services.
Great. Now, would you, we're going through this, would you, is it newmedical.com, N-U-E, medical?
That's correct,
that's
yes.
Your website, right?
Newmedical.com, N-U-E.
Okay. So I know that it was a play on words. And when you say new ideas, new results, it's not actually the N-E-W, it's N-U-E, correct?
There you go.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure someone was typing in new and not able to find it. So with that, I want to remind everyone that you're listening to Testing the Experts presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. And as we mentioned, we're here with Yusuf with newmedical.com. So you can visit them at N-U-E-M-E-D-I-C-A-L. And we were getting into some of the services that you offer there. And one that you mentioned was the practice management services. And I'll brush on that from what I know is, you know, I met actually Kelly before anyone. And we've created, you know, we have a relationship. And she is basically head of your practice management, I believe, over there. And, you know, if you'll just go into a little bit further about not just what she does specifically, but what her team does for these practices.
Yeah, sure. Kelly's really the lifeline of the company. I mean, she's amazing and an inspiring person, to be honest. Kelly has significant experience in running practices herself, and so that's why we really wanted to tap into her expertise. And so having run various types of clinics, you know, she has a hands-on experience. One thing that I like that Kelly does now for our clients is she provides a certain type of auditing function. So she will go in and periodically assess the performance of a practice and using various litmus tests and barometers to do that. And so one example might be in patient charts. She has a lot of expertise working with physicians and especially mid-levels and assessing the way that they document patient records, which is extremely important both from a legal and compliance perspective, but also from a payment perspective when you're looking for payment from a third-party payor such as Medicaid or Medicare or even commercial. How you maintain medical records is extremely important. And so Kelly's amazing with her experience, does a terrific job, and really all the physicians that I work with have nothing but good things to say about her and her team. So
absolutely. She doesn't leave anything out there. She's going to make sure that everything is running smoothly and it's efficient. And she definitely brings that aspect to the table for these clinics. And I know it's made a huge difference in the ones that I've interacted with her and I've interacted with them. It's interesting to hear what they say about, you know, she found this and, you know, she's able to do this for us. And she's always evolving with it. And that's the beauty of it, is that she's always on top of, you know, the any new things that are going on or any way that she can make them more efficient. She's great at bringing that to the table.
I think it's also important, Tracy, to note that Kelly has 10 years, maybe 15 years in practice management. So she's done the job on site and in several specialties. And Lisa and Karen in the billing department have been doing billing for physicians and other entities for years. So the same premise that we founded and built Confirmatrix around, with hiring people that have years of experience and expertise in the job you're asking them to do, always ends up delivering better results. And then one of the things I do like that Yusuf said a few minutes ago is we come up with all these creative ideas on the front end to put into a business, but then no monitoring on the back end to
right.
see how effective they are. So you're just, in essence, throwing things at the board. And one of the things that the team at New Medical really does well is establishes back-end controls or monitors to see, is the idea working? Is it giving us the desired result? And if not, how do we tweak it to make it get the desired result?
Right, exactly. Another issue I've noticed as of recently, especially with smaller practices such as pain clinics, is that recruiting talented personnel is something that's very difficult to do, particularly mid-levels, nurse practitioners, nurses, what have you. And that's another thing that our team and Kelly does an awesome job at doing, is helping facilitate that recruitment process, whether on an independent contractor or an employee basis or a more temporary basis by engaging a locum tenens service. we really do what I think is a great job of helping, especially solo practitioners, obtain the kind of help that they need.
Agreed. Do you have any success stories, Yusuf? Any practices that you guys have been involved with, or businesses that you guys have been involved with that have been the typical physician practice or business that didn't really have good ideas, new innovative ideas, maybe not a good marketing program, and you guys have been able to turn them around?
Yeah, a significant number. I was going to first mention Confirmatrix, the toxicology lab, your lab, but obviously not a physician practice. But no, we've taken practices. Recently I've been working with a treatment center that you know did not have any of these services or functions in place. You know, no website. They didn't know how to obtain electronic healthcare records software or practice management software. They needed the administrative staff. I mean, very talented physicians were involved, and a lot of resources were spent, but they just didn't really know how to maintain any of these functions. And right now, it's a very, very profitable business. I won't name its name, but generating millions of dollars of revenue. So. Again, the hardest part is what physicians do, is practicing medicine. What we do is not necessarily that complicated, but it takes a lot of resources, people with tremendous skill sets, and when you bring all those things together, I think you can really generate a successful business.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to paint this picture is that you walk into physicians' offices these days and they're just packed full of patients. You know, and the patients are getting frustrated and they haven't seen the doctor and they've, had an hour wait. And one thing that I find that New Medical is doing is that, those physicians, not only are they seeing patients, but on the back end of it, they're in their office and they're having to deal with administrative responsibilities and things of that nature that, they didn't go to school for and they really don't want to do. Their calling is to practice medicine.
Yeah.
And so it's taking away from the time they're able to spend with the patients.
Absolutely. And a lot of that, when you see a lot of patients in waiting rooms and what have you, is a function of the EHR and the practice management software. So, scheduling and things like that can really be handled in an efficient way with practice management software, as well as electronic signatures for prescriptions. In fact, there's one client that we're currently dealing with where our software personnel are actually helping them develop their own customized electronic EHR software and practice management software, and to interface those two together, which can resolve a lot of the kind of disruption that you'll see in a practice from a lack of organization and very busy waiting rooms.
Absolutely, and it definitely changes things. I mean, I, how long would you say, if a physician comes in and he meets with you and he says, okay, let's pick this suite of services, about how long do you project that you can really make an impact? I mean, is it something that some things I would assume would be immediate, and then other things, I mean, what type of build will it take?
Right. It depends on the package, but some services can be implemented very quickly. I mean, we can get a website running. We've done it for clients within 2 weeks or assist them in connecting with the right software people very, very quickly. Our billing can come in, in just a few days and make a big difference based on the turnaround. So a lot of things can happen very, very quickly and an office can really go from zero to hero, so to speak, in a very short time span. Other things can take a little longer. Like, I mentioned if a practice wants to develop its own EHR, practice management software system. But for the most part, the new results are it's a fairly quick turnaround.
And I know for physicians, it may be hard to decide what portions of their practice to let go, and it they've built it and they really they take pride in it, so it's hard to make that decision and make that jump to, okay, I'm gonna let this go and let them manage it for me. But what you basically are painting this light that, if they'll just listen and they'll take a little bit of what you guys have to offer and then build on that, you can make a huge difference almost with billing a few days. That's huge for them.
Absolutely.
and they're going to see it basically immediately. So it's a great service or a great group of services that you're able to offer, and really the dynamics of who you have there. You know, New Medical was built by collecting kind of the best of the best and bringing them together and being able to offer what you guys do. And it says a lot. You're able to bring in that talent and take it all and give it to a physician pretty much as one package.
Thank you.
Good. Yusuf, thanks so much for being on the show and speaking about New Medical. Again, if you would like to learn more about New Medical, you can go to their website, www.newmedical.com, and that's NUEMEDICAL. Tracy, you want to wrap it up for us?
Sure. I'd just like to thank Yusuf as well, and he's the Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel at New Medical, and I'm sure we'll be following up with you, and I'd like
thank
to get
guys.
Maybe some of your team in here as well, and we can talk a little bit more in depth.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory. Remember that our show airs live every Friday at 1 o'clock on Business Radio X. If you miss our live broadcast, you can listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by visiting testingtheexperts.businessradiox.com. For my co-host, Wes Warrington, I'm Tracy McDaniel, and this has been Testing the Experts, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent.